Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group Full Year 2016 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. The call is chaired by the Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Gregorio Borgo, and the General Manager, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Mr. Moretti Polegato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and the translation will be immediately followed. Please go ahead, sir.
Buongiorno a tutti. Geox chiude il 2016 con un fatturato in crescita del 3%, grazie ad una ottima performance in tutti i principali mercati. Nel canale multimarca è in aumento del 12% e nel canale e-commerce cresce di oltre il 30%. La Russia e i paesi dell'Est Europa trainano questa crescita, ma anche Austria, Svizzera e Gran Bretagna ci regalano soddisfazioni con performance a doppia cifra. Il canale multimarca conferma una buona crescita anche nella raccolta ordini per la prossima stagione primavera-estate 2017, in progresso del 9%, guidata da una generalizzata solida performance in Italia e nei principali mercati europei, unita a un trend positivo in altre aree geografiche. Per quanto riguarda il canale dei negozi monomarca, sta proseguendo da un lato la nostra mirata espansione, privilegiando i mercati più reattivi come Russia, Est Europa e Cina, e dall'altro un veloce processo di ottimizzazione della rete dei negozi nei mercati maturi che porterà maggiore efficienza nella gestione del retail. L'obiettivo è di privilegiare l'ottenimento di una redditività sostenibile e profittevole rispetto a una strategia di espansione che in questa fase è supportata dai risultati del canale multimarca. Sono quindi fiducioso sul fatto che il nostro gruppo, seppur in un contesto di incertezza su alcuni mercati, potrà ottenere in questo esercizio risultati positivi basati su un diverso peso dei canali, con una redditività in linea con le aspettative del mercato. Passo ora la parola al nostro direttore generale Livio Libralesso, che vi illustrerà i dati salienti del 2016, e a seguire il nostro amministratore delegato Gregorio Borgo vi presenterà il budget 2017.
Geox closes 2016 with a 3% growth in revenues, thanks to the excellent performance in all major markets of the wholesale channel, increasing by 12%, and of the e-commerce channel, which grew by more than 30%. Russia and countries in Eastern Europe are driving this growth, but Austria, Switzerland, and the U.K. are also giving us satisfaction with double-digit growth. The wholesale channel confirms a good level of growth also with regard to order collection for the coming 2017 spring-summer season, increasing by 9%. This growth has been driven by solid overall performance in Italy and other main European markets, combined with a very positive trend in other geographical areas. With regard to monobrand stores, on the one hand, we are continuing with our targeted expansion in more reactive markets, such as Russia, Eastern Europe, and China. And on the other hand, we are carrying out a fast process of store network optimization in major markets, which will lead to more efficient retail management. The aim is to favor sustainable and profitable returns over a strategy of expansion, which in this phase is supported by the results generated by the wholesale channel. I am therefore confident that our group, despite a context of uncertainty in some markets, will be able to achieve positive results this year, based on a different sales channel mix with profitability in line with expectations. Now I hand over to Livio Liberalesso for 2016 results and to Gregorio Borgo for the 2017 outlook.
Good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today to discuss Geox Group 16 results. This is Livio Liberalesso speaking. Let's start with page one by looking at the 2016 highlights. Sales at euro 900.8 million, EBITDA adjusted 52.8 million, EBIT adjusted 18 million, net income adjusted 5.8 million. The adjustment is due to special item in the amount of 5.3 million, with a net impact on the net income of 3.8 million. Consequently, net income reported is 2 million. Net debt, 36 million, and there is a proposed dividend of euro 2 cents per share. Moving to page 3, you'll find the sales breakdown by channel. The 3% increase of the turnover at 900 million is driven by a solid growth in the wholesale business at 11.7%, growing in almost all countries. This growth is due to the strong spring-summer 16, fall-winter 16 order backlog, up by 10% and 14% respectively, and a strong reorders campaign and stock sales. In addition, there is a strong e-commerce performance up over 30%. Total retail turnover growth is slightly negative due to both the network portfolio optimization and the like-for-like year-to-date minus 1%. In particular, the DOS network is down 2%, out of which 1% is due to the like-for-like, and minus 1% comes from 21 net closure. The franchising channel has been slightly weaker than the US in terms of like-for-like and experienced selective new openings and not network optimization as well, driving the recorded minus 5%. Moving on page 4, the like-for-like performance and the current trading. You can see some details regarding 2016 like-for-like. Generally speaking, it has been affected in particular by persistent weak like-for-like in France, in Belgium, and in Japan and Hong Kong. China was negative until September, and in the last quarter, it experienced a very positive double-digit like-for-like. The dynamics can be explained by the reduction in footfall in stores that is being only partially compensated for by a significant improvement in the conversion rate, and also additional promotion have been introduced during late November and December in order to face difficult market condition and match the general promotional environment experienced in retail in the fall-winter season. Overall, Q4, like-for-like, was down 3%, and this explains the minus 1% at year-end. As far as the current trading is concerned, year-to-date performance, as of yesterday, is flat despite a challenging basis for comparison, 8.1% last year. And February is a positive mid-single digit. Page 5, you can find the retail network chart. During 2016, we continued with the rationalization of those stores showing below target profitability. 104 stores have been closed, and this number has been exactly balanced by the new openings, so the network looks stable. However, the geographic footprint is changing, The strategy is network optimization in Italy and Europe, network expansion in fast-growing markets such as Eastern Europe, APAC, and especially China. In fact, taking a look at these 104 new openings, we see that 13 are in Italy, 13 in Europe, 5 in North America, 13 in Eastern Europe, 13 in Russia, 30 in Greater China, and 14 stores are in the rest of APAC. Please turn to page 6 for the sales breakdown by region. Italy shows a 3.9% decrease that is due to the planned rationalization of monobrand stores, 21 net closure in 2016. On the other hand, the wholesale channel is very healthy and is up 5.4%. In Europe, a positive performance has been recorded across all countries, double-digit growth in Austria, Switzerland, and the UK, high single-digit growth in Scandinavia, low single-digit growth in France, Benelux, Germany, Spain, and Portugal. So, in Europe, the soft Q4 retail performance has been more than offset by the positive performance of the wholesale channel. Rest of the world is up 14%, reflecting a positive performance across all countries. Double-digit growth has been recorded in Russia, Eastern Europe, and Middle East. With regard to China, as I have already mentioned, we are pleased to see that our stores have been recording positive sales trends since October. Please turn to page 7, where we have the sales breakdown by product. Footwear is up 3.9%. Apparel is down 4.6%. The reason is that there is a rationalization of product range and the reduction of the space devoted to ready-to-wear in the retail channel, both DOS and franchising, and this has been partially offset by double-digit growth in the wholesale channel. Please turn to page 8 to comment on income statement figures. So, sales amount to 900 million. Gross profit declined by 390 basis points. The initial expectation was a dilution of 200-300 basis points. So, it has been negatively affected by three factors. First, the announced increase in purchasing costs caused by the US dollar appreciation. Second, the negative impact of the channel mix due to the fact that our own retail sales, which have a higher gross margin, held a lower share than originally expected due to the weak like-for-like and the acceleration of the network optimization. Third, the lower profitability recorded by the DOS channel due to the additional promotion that have been introduced in order to face difficult market conditions, in particular during late November and December. In this context, in which retail was not generating the level of growth originally expected, a number of strong actions were implemented during the second half of the year, and in particular in the fourth quarter, to improve efficiency, reduce costs, and limit business risk. We can clearly see that the effect of this action in all cost items on the income statement. Sales and distribution show a slight improvement in the percentage on sales compared with last year. So we are not discussing, with last year. G&A show a decrease of 9.3 million compared with last year. This result has been achieved through a tight cost control and, in particular, measures to rationalize the retail network, the renegotiation of store rents, and a reduction in all the general costs. Advertising and promotion is equal to 36.8 million, 4.1% on sales, compared with 42 million last year. This is mainly the result of an overall optimization of expenses relating to advertising and display materials for stores occurred in the second half. EBIT adjusted is 18 million compared with 25 million of 2015. Special item amounts to 5.3 million and refers in particular to 1.7 million for legal costs, mainly relating to the ongoing arbitration with the previous distributors for the Chinese market, 2.8 million regarding the overall organizational review of staff resources, and 0.8 million regarding early closing and rationalization of some directly operated and franchised stores with the aim of increasing the future overall profitability and efficiency of the network. All these actions have been implemented within year-end, and consequently, we are not discussing about provision. Income taxes. At the end of last year, the 2016 Stability Law introduced the reduction in the Italian corporate income tax from 27.5% to 24%, valid from the 17 tax year onwards. This positive reduction in future tax rate, however, implied an adverse impact in taxes, euro 2 million, due to the consequent adjustment made to the deferred tax assets in order to decrease the reversal effect of timing differences from 2017 onwards from 27.5% to 24%. Without this effect, the tax rate for the year would have been 45%. Please turn to the summary balance sheet. It is very healthy. Net debt is 35 million. There is 56 million of cash absorption. This effect is mainly driven by working capital, that increase of 58 million. So let's go straight to the following page to comment on this. Operating working capital as a percentage of sales is equal to 28%, compared to 22% in 2015. This adverse change is mainly due to the following factors. First, an increase in inventories as a result of weak like-for-like, minus 1% in 2016, versus the plus 5% expected, leading to higher inventory in 2016. In addition, there is a timing difference in accounts payable. The decrease is linked to early receiving and consequently earlier payments of the fall winter 16 products in order to match an anticipated time to market requested by customers. We have put in place all the necessary measures to solve this issue, and in 2017, our commitment is to cancel the debt and at year-end being again cash positive. Moving on page 11, there is the cash flow statement. Cash flow can be mainly explained by the net result and working capital dynamics. The operating working capital absorbed 63 million cash in 2016, as already noted, and mostly due to the inventories and payables. The group spent 30 million in capex, 8 million lower than last year. This decrease relates to the investment made for the Serbian plant, just 2.3 million in 2016, compared with 11.7 million in 2015. The main investment have been the following: 12 million for new openings and refurbishment within the Geox store network, 2.3 million for the Serbian plant, 8.1 million in IT, and 2.3 million in logistics. Then please note that 2016 recorded a dividend distribution amounting to 15.6 million. At the end of 2016, net debt is equal to 51.6 million. If we include the positive fair values of derivatives for a total of 15.7 million, The actual net financial position is debt amounting to 35.9 million. Let me now hand over to Geox CEO, Gregorio Borgo, for the outlook regarding 2017.
Grazie, Livio. Good afternoon to everybody, and thanks to share your time with us. We just approved the 2017 budget based on the following pillars: to keep speeding up a plan already successfully implemented in part during the last quarter of 2016, with aim to increase gross margin and expand the operating leverage, thanks to efficiency, simplification, productivity, and strict cost control. Keep growing in the wholesale channel, which is up 9% for 2017 spring/summer season, with a gross margin in line with expectation. The gross margin related to the next fall/winter sales campaign has also further improved, more than 200 basis points, thanks to specific measure targeting design to cost, channel, and price mix. The reorganization of the retail channel, targeting an improved profitability focused on increase like-for-like sales, improve sell-through, supply chain flexibility. The optimization of retail network in the mature markets and the retail network expansion in the fast-growing market, such as Eastern Europe, Russia, and China. As far as China, like-for-like of our doors confirm a positive trend since the last quarter of 2016. The significant growth of the e-commerce channel, which was up over 30% in 2016. Last but not least, the management team. We just have on board two new key manager. The designer of women formal shoes, previously working for Maglie, Bruno Maglie, Iceberg, Marc Jacobs, Chloé, and Fendi. The marketing director with a significant experience in luxury company such as Versace and Ferragamo. We are also selecting additional new manager to further enhance and complete our team. The aim of this action is to target a sustainable and profitable growth, with profitability in absolute terms, in line with the business plan presented last year and reflected in the market expectation. However, those profitability result will be delivered with a different channel and geographic mix, and therefore with a more prudent evolution of the total turnover as a result of retail optimization. Lastly, we expect special items in the region of 10 million euro, a result of termination of previous CEO for 4.3 million euro, the expected optimization of the network of DOS and franchising store, and restructuring cost. Considering all the above, market expectation in terms of net result are assumed to be challenging but achievable. Thank you for your listening. We are now happy to leave the floor to any question you may have. Thank you.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator, and we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Sorry, we just have a last-second reservation. The first one is from Giuseppe Marcella of Exane. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my question. The first one is related to your target for 2017. You mentioned that you expect to achieve market expectations, but just to avoid any misunderstanding, can you clarify what consensus is according to your figures? Second, on tax rate, You mentioned a normalized tax rate at 45%. This is, of course, very high, considering the strong reduction of Italian corporate taxations. Probably it's linked to loss-making business in Italy. Do you expect any action or changing the business to improve the tax rate? Thanks.
Okay. Consensus, the average we have in mind is 76 EBITDA level and 20 net result. And what Gregorio Borgo said is that 20 net result is challenging, but we consider achievable also after 10 million of special item. Tax rate, I would say that our tax structure could be very, very efficient. Our tax rate for the company that pays taxes is below 30%, is 28% at the moment. I have just mentioned that there is a reduction in the corporate income tax expected in 2017 at 24%, and consequently the tax rate should also improve. In addition, we are discussing with the tax authorities for the patent box, and also this will have a positive impact on the tax rate. So why there is this year a normalized tax rate at 45%? Because, you know, the profitability is quite low, and consequently, US and Japan, where we are suffering losses, we cannot record in the financial statement tax assets because these markets still are in a loss position, and consequently auditors do not allow us to book for tax assets, and consequently they impact the tax rate. But let's assume that once and more we will be profitable, then we will deliver a very efficient tax rate.
The next question is from Marco Baccaglio with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is about the retail network. So when you are speaking about downsizing, what is the magnitude of closure that you have in mind in percentage of your current network in order to have an idea of how the business will evolve going forward? Thank you.
We are thinking to basically to rationalize 75 point of sales, but I think it's better to explain that in reality we are really taking care of the point of sales that are in the peripheral area. We are not talking about the one we have downtown, and especially our point of sales where basically the contract are going to expire naturally. So we are not going to have any additional cost of or to minimize, let me say, the shutdown cost. For this reason, we are considering the impact in the total sales not significant, because basically we are optimizing the point of sales that are not performing.
Is it correct that I understood that the plan that was presented is confirmed in terms of percentage of margin of sales, but the sales will be lower due to the fact that you will have less retail than what you originally expected?
Yes, is correct. And basically what we are expecting is, as I said before, a channel mix that is going to be slightly different from what we planned before, and we are going to think that wholesale channel will be over than 40% of our total weight of sales, while retail channel will go below 60.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The next question is from Paola Carboni with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, everybody. I have two questions, mainly on profitability. If you can comment a little bit on your expectations for gross margin in the current year. You said for the spring-summer collection, we see gross margin in line with expectations. So if you can share with us the underlying trend, and in general, what do you expect anyhow in terms of promotions? Are you seeing a different environment, a bit better same-store sales, as you said, beginning of the year? So what do you expect to apply in terms of promotions, and what did you do in January and February in this respect? So just to couple with the profitability of the wholesale backlog and understand also the profitability you are experiencing in retail at the same time. And a second point still on profitability is about your action for cost containment. As far as I understood, you accelerated in this respect in the last part of the year, so we should see a rolling effect of these actions throughout 2017 and possibly even something new actions. I don't know if you have anything more to implement, so I would appreciate more colors in this respect, what we could anticipate in terms of cost containment, especially on G&A. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for your question. I take the one regarding gross margin and profitability. So, you know that spring-summer 17 has already been collected in terms of backlog, and as far as the gross margin is concerned, it is more or less in line with last year, a little bit better. This means that the action we put in place in terms of efficiency in the cost of goods sold delivered a good result, because the company has been able to completely mitigate the impact of the US dollar from 1.20, that was the hedging rate for spring-summer 16, and 1.10, that is the hedging rate for spring-summer 17. This means that this efficiency will deliver improvement in the gross margin in the second half, because there is no impact of US dollar, 1.10 last year, 1.10 this year. And consequently, according to the order campaign and the portfolio that we have in our hand, as of today, you know that the full winter campaign is in progress, and we are more or less at 70-75% of the total turnover collected. Also, fall winter backlog confirms the improvement in the profitability. Gregorio Borgo said more than 200 basis points. So the real message of 2017 is we will experience a lower growth rate in terms of turnover, due to the fact that the increase, the growth of the wholesale channel will compensate for the closure of the store, the 100 stores that we will close, only partially compensated by the 20, let's say, new openings. And consequently, the driver of the 2017 results is profitability at the gross margin level and further reduction in general and administrative expenses. Like this year, there is still room to improve the cost control, but the real message is the company will be back to gross margin expansion.
Okay, as far as the cost side, I think Livio already elaborated the part regarding the COGS, the cost of goods sold, improving our profitability. What I want just to underline is that we simply ask efficiency to our supplier. So we are keeping basically the same quality product with the same material. We are not asking them to produce a lower product, but we are just asking them efficiency like it's normal to ask in this industry. Another important saving was in the media buying, we were able to negotiate with the new marketing director a completely different approach with, let me say, the same media mix, but we were able to save up to 25-30% according to the different media. This is going to allow us to have probably higher marketing investment in the second half of the year that we are financing because we are buying better. Other costs, I think we were working, as Livio partially mentioned as well, for G&A cost overall, and with the focus of what we are doing in the operation, and as well we were able to do, a good deal to finalize all the international transport costs before they were increasing because of the oil price effect. So these are the main savings we are doing.
Okay, and just a follow-up, if I may. When you commented that we have been able through efficiencies of offsetting the strengthening of the US dollar in the spring summer backlog, can you better share with us what does the efficiencies word means? So you have mentioned better conditions with suppliers, but I don't know if there is any pricing effect here or different mix. So if you can share with us something in this respect. And I would come back on my initial question when I would have also liked some colors on the level of promotions during January and February with the flattening of the same-store sales. Thank you.
You are right, Paola. I missed part of the answer. So January and February. January was a little bit negative. February is positive. Is up mid-single digit in terms of like for like, and consequently there is a flat performance in terms of like for like. It's important to underline that last year, during the sales period, we were selling Fall Winter 15 campaign. This year, we are selling Fall Winter 16. And the important news is that margin-wise, there is no material impact in terms of profitability. Consequently, this positive like-for-like, flat like-for-like, is not so important in terms of margin. And as far as the assumption for 2017 regarding the markdown in the retail channel, I think that we have been prudent, fair. I mean that we did not assume any reduction in the markdown policy. Consequently, the improvement in the profitability should be under quite safe assumption. I mean, the gross margin improvement factorized in the order backlog we have already in our hand, and also an assumption regarding the markdown and promotional activity in the retail channel at least equal to that we experienced this year.
Okay, thanks.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time. Sorry, just a last reservation. Monica Goodlin from Geox, please. Ms. Goodlin, your line is open.
No, maybe there is a mistake in pressing.
Okay. So there are no more questions registered.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time. Keep in touch, and we will see. We'll be in touch soon for May conference call.
Thank you. Goodbye as well from my side.